A look at the ag economy. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Camps. As we end 2021 and look ahead to 2022, it's important to reflect on how farmers fared this year. Gary Crawford spoke with USDA Chief Economist Dr. Seth Meyer about the state of the overall farm economy.
Chief Economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dr. Meyer, with me here is the farm economy. I think we had an appointment with you today.
Okay, we're doing our annual checkup.
That's right. So, Doctor, you're smiling at the lab results from this past year. The farm economy must have done pretty well, right?
When the patient came in a year ago, prices were moving higher. Things were looking good.
And so the lab results from this latest checkup show 2021 farm income will end up about 23% higher than 2020 at $117 billion, even with a 40% cut in direct government payments to farmers.
You know, when we look at things like debt to asset ratios or, you know, bankruptcies, we're at pretty low levels.
Yes, good. But wait, there is something you circle here in red on the prognosis page, input versus output. According to this, we've got skyrocketing costs for things like fertilizer and fuel, almost everything that the patient uses to produce products. So what's your advice then to our patient on that score? Watch your diet?
Absolutely. Watch that intake. Like I said, you know, the fatty food that they're telling you to watch are going to be those input prices. Keep an eye on those costs. Understand where you're at in terms of your cost of production.
Looks like the line that represents the prices farmers get for their products is projected to come down a bit over this next year.
Expect a little bit of a softening on cash receipts.
Which again might mean having to maybe have some farmers go on a diet as far as spending in general. Any other advice, doctor, to tell your patients today?
You had a good year. You did a great job, but you're not getting any younger.
That was Gary Crawford reporting for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Camps.